We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 617, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 117. You can ask questions through Kab.tv. Children will have a question to the lesson and will be heard live. Kabbalah for the Student, page 617, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 117. Thus we have learned how the world of Nikudim was imprinted from the world of Ak. Similarly, the fifth partsuf of Ak, that is, the Neuma, was entirely imprinted from the world of Nikudim. Thus, although all the discernments that served in Nikudim were broken and cancelled there, they were renewed in the Neuma. This is why it is considered a separate world. Also, it is called the world of Atzilut because it ends completely above the parsa that was created in the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. It is also called the world of Tikkun because the world of Nikudim could not persist because of the breaking and cancelling that occurred in it. Only afterwards, in the Neuma, when all those Bechinot that were in the world of Nikudim returned and came in the Neuma, they were established and persisted there. This is why it is called the world of Tikkun, for indeed it is actually the world of Nikudim. But here in the Neuma, it receives its correction from the whole. This is because through the Neuma, all the Achoraim that fell from Abba Ve'ima and Yesut to the Guf, as well as the Panim and Achoraim of all the Zat that fell into Bi'ah and died, reunite and rise through it to Atzilut. Again, we begin from Galgalta. I'm not starting from four phases of direct light anymore. So we have Galgalta, Ab, Sag. This is Keter, Chochma, Bina. Bina has the force of bestowal. Therefore, when it gets rid of the light of Chochma that she has in Teamim, because her Teamim are Gimel by 3 by 2, and Gimel 3 is the light of Chochma. Therefore, when the Nekudot emerge, these Nekudot descend and fulfill Nehi of Galgalta. They mix with Nehi of Galgalta. They bring chasadim to Nehi of Galgalta, but they receive from Nehi of Galgalta Aviyut, the coarseness that they have, Dalet of Aviyut, the fourth degree of Aviyut. And then they are restricted. So Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet are not restricted because these are kelim of hashpa'ah, vessel of bestowal, bina, gar of bina. But zat of bina, netzachod, yesod malchut, is restricted because these are the vessels of reception of bina, where she bestows to others through. So bina seemingly wanted to bestow upon others. In her vessels of chasadim, she bestows the light of chasadim. But the vessels of her tanhi, the light of chachma, she cannot bestow through them. Why? Because this is dalet of aviyut, the fourth level of aviyut, and therefore she is restricted. And the reshimo from this whole potsuf rise up. And then there is a zivug da'aka, coupling of striking in nikve enayim. Reshimo bet aleph metzumtzam, reshimo 2 by 1, which is restricted, the second restriction, And katnut of the world of Nikudim emerges up to the parsa. The parsa is something very important, does not disappear anymore. So katnut of the world of Nikudim. What is special about it? Katnut, smallness of the world of Nikudim, says the following. Bina, sag, received in it the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, that Malchut restricts it and tells him, you can bestow upon me only like that, a little bit, not to my vessels of reception, only to my vessels of bestowal. And then we understand that the katnut, smallness of the world of Nikudim, is the association of Bina and Malchut. Only Bina is in control, only vessels of bestowal. And that partsuf is divided into Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Keter and Abba Ve'ima, this is the Rosh, and Zon is the Guf. And then there's a zivug over what they had received from Galgalta, Dalet Gimel, 4x3. And over 4x3, there is a zivug in Peh, coupling in the Peh of Rosh of Sag. And then comes a light to Keter of Nikudim and to Abba. And this is a light called Cholam, because it comes from above. And Ima receives an awakening through Zon. From Yesod of Ak. So there is the influence bestowed upon Ima, and then Abba Ve'ima enter a state of Panim Bepanim, face to face, and then they make Zivuk Daka over Gadlut, adulthood of Dalet Gimel, 4x3. And then emerges a great partsuf from Peh of Abba Ve'ima, and that partsuf spreads below the parsa. And this is the first melech of Nikudim called Da'at. And then it purifies, and when it does, he has three more melachim. They are called melachim because Malchut is mixed with Bina here. So this is called Melech Chesed, Gvura, and third of Tiferet, the upper third of Tiferet. So it purified 4x3, Dalet Gimel, and now there's a Zivu coupling over Gimel, Bet 3x2. And again, there are Te'amim and Nekudot. So, the spreading of the Te'amim, these are the two lower thirds of Tiferet. And in Nekudot, this is Netzach and Hod together, Yesod and Malchut. And after that, comes out Rosh, which is called Bet Aleph, 2x1, which is called Rosh Hada'at. So don't get confused between this and Melech Hada'at. This is how the Rosh is called, and it has no goof. And by this, the whole world of Nikudim is completed. So here it was its Katnut. And all that is the process of Gadlut, adulthood. Gadlut of Nikudim. Is that clear, more or less? Please go ahead and ask. Yes.
No, microphone.
It's a bit elementary question. I can't understand what it means, Bet Aleph, Dalet, Gimel, the form of the Reshimot of Itlapshut and Aviut. Reshimot of Itlapshut, clothing, is the pleasure that I had. Reshimot of Aviut, coarseness, is in which vessel I received it.
Okay.
I was in a restaurant. I paid $100 and had a steak. So I have a reshimo of that. Reshimo of itlapshut, clothing. Today, reshimo of itlapshut remains from yesterday, but I don't have the money. I don't have $100 anymore. I only have 50. So what do I do then? So I can either have half a steak or another course instead. And then I have to make this calculation. So the reshimo that I have from yesterday and today's opportunity, this is called reshimo of ishtlapshut and aviut, clothing and coarseness. More, please. Only to the point, please. There's a question from the U.S. What causes the hashpah, the bestow of Yesod of Ima, the impact? Yesod of Ima induces Dalet Gimel, the awakening of the Nehi of Galgalta. They awaken the Patsuf of Katnut to move into Gadlut, adulthood. They evoke Ima to extract the greatest light, actually the light of Ein Sof, to the vessels of reception, to extract them over here. And it is all done by the awakening of Yesod of Ak. Ofer from Neve Ilan is asking, what does it mean that the calculation made in Rosh at first in Ag was to the Pe, and in Nikudim it was made in Nikve 9? Nikve 9, it means that it was done in the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. We talked about it yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. There's Rosh, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Up to the vessels of Zat of Bina, it is called Galgalta and Enaim, and below it is Achab. The second restriction says the following. If you make Zivuk Deaka, a coupling of striking, in Ikve Enaim, then everything that emerges in the Patsuf, this is all Rosh, everything that emerges in the Patsuf, only vessels of Bistol will be fulfilled. That's it. The Rosh determines. Guf does not determine anything. The Guf is the result. As much as I decide in the Rosh, I take few vessels in which intensity, this is how I fulfill them, this is how it spreads in the Guf, and it fulfills only these vessels and these opportunities. It's like, it's the same with a computer. You program something, enter, and that's it. I decide in Rosh that million of Sefirot that I have in Guf, or only the vessels of Keter Chochma and Gar of Bina will be fulfilled. To which degree? Till Bet of Aviut, Aleph of Aviut, Shoresh of Aviut. And when I plan it in Rosh and make a calculation only on that, enter, I make Zivuk Daka, it enters the Guf, and this is exactly what happens inside the Guf. So what happens next? Once we've made a calculation that we have 8 melachim, Da'at Chesed Gvura Tiferet, 2/3 of Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut, 8 times 4, this is 32. So we have 32 discernments all in on, because 8 melachim and 40 discernments in each of them, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and 10 sefirot in each of them, this is 320 minus 32, which are the malchuyot we cannot correct. This is Leva Even, the stony heart. So these are 32 Leva Even. So we have 288. So this is Leva Even, the stony heart. This is Rapach, 288. 320, this is Shach. That's also 32 Bechinot, 32 discernments. This is Havaya. 4 is Havaya. And 8, these are the Melachim. Is that clear? Go ahead and ask. That's clear. Great. Now, All these melachim broke. So what happens next? I have to end with that once and for all. When they broke, what is happening to us? There's Rosh called Keter, Rosh called Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Zon completely broke. Here is the parsa. Abba Ve'ima made Zivug of Haka'a and extracted light from their peh below. Therefore, Abba Ve'ima were blemished. Zon broke. Abba Ve'ima were damaged and Keter was not. So how do we correct everything now? Reshimot rise to Rosh of Sag. So this is the Peh. Which Reshimot rise? The Gadlut, adulthood, broke. And the Katnut, smallness, returns. Breakage is like purification. So Katnut emerge over Reshimot Bet Aleph and the second restriction, and then Dalet Gimel 4x3. When the Gadlut broke, the Katnut in one degree became smaller, as usual, like after Galgalta, we have Ab, and then emerges a new Reshimot, which is Aleph Shoresh, one root, second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, and again, Dalet Gimel, 4x3. Still from Nehi of Galgalta, that impression is left. So these two Reshimot come to Rosh of Sag. Sag makes Zivug of Haka'a. According to the Reshimo Aleph Shoresh, he makes Zivug of Haka'a. Not according to the Aleph of Aviyut. There's Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, root 1, 2, 3, 4. So Aleph is a Naim. This is Chotem, Bina. Excuse me, this is Ozen. What am I writing? And you're saying nothing. Ozen. And Gimel is Chotem. And Dalet is Peh.
And Shoresh is called Galgalta. Gulgolet, skull. If I'm talking about a vessel of bestowal at the degree of Aleph of Aviyut, it's called Nikve Enai, the holes in the eyes. Because it's Enai, it's the eyes. So that's the eye hole, the Nikev. If I talk about the restricted Aleph Shoresh, it has to be restricted here in Shoresh of Aviyut. So it's only Gagalta Ve'enai. So these Kelim are called Metzach, forehead. Is that clear? If I take only Shoresh, roots of Aviyut, of et Rosh Desag, De is of De, Rosh Desag, Rosh of Sag. So only Shoresh, De Aviyut, Shoresh of Aviyut. And from Shoresh De Aviyut, I take only Gagalta Ve'enayim. This is called Metzach. Forehead. As it was here. In Katnut of the world of Nikudim, there was a Zivug Daka on the Nikve Enayim in Aviyut Aleph, which is Aviyut on the first degree. Is that clear? Sometimes we say about Shoresh or about anywhere where there's a Parsa that it's Nikve Enayim, because that's how it happened in the first time. So we just say it. Nikve Enayim, Davyut Shoresh is called Metzach. Although there are no eyes there and there are no holes of the eyes, but that's what it's called. And you can say that there are Nikve Enayim there, because there's also Keter Chochma Bina Zahav Primachot there. So behind, after Keter Chochma and Gar de Bina in Aviyut Shoresh here, and Shoresh itself, you have five parts. So the Nikve Enayim there is the Metzach. In short, Sag makes Zivug Daka et the Metzach, and descends. Some kind of a partsuf comes down here, which is called Atik. And that partsuf is in Aviyut Shorosh. Aleph Shorosh, restricted in the second restriction. Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Tzimtzum is restriction and Bet is the second. What comes out in the world of Atzilut, as opposed to the world of Nikudim, is that the Keter, if you remember, in the world of Nikudim, was divided into two parts, because it was in Katnut, it was only Gelgalta Ve'enayim, and in Gadlut it had a Chab as well. Because Keter is divided into two parts, in Gelgalta Ve'enayim and a Chab, we're going to draw something bigger. Keter, Gelgalta Ve'enayim and Achab.
Al Achab de Keter aya malbish bikatnut.
In Katnut, Abba clothed Achab de Keter, Gelgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima, and Achab of Abba Ve'ima, de Abba Ve'ima. Over Achab de Abba Ve'ima, Gelgalta Ve'enayim de Zon were dressed. And this was a posa. Right? So that's what happened in the world of Nikodim in Katnut. That's why now that we're talking about the world of Tikkun, the world of correction, what could come instead of the world of Nikodim? That's Nikodim. Katnut. What could come in its stead? Instead of all those, so that they will receive in order to bestow and will not be broken and will have the end of correction. What system do we need to build here? Of course, we need to take into account everything that happened here. But what system? The world of Atzilut was built in this way. Where there was Gelgalta Ve'enayim, the Ketel is Partsuf Atik. Detached from everything, because Gelgalta Ve'enayim de Keter doesn't belong to the shattering. Achab de Keter already do belong to the shattering, because they brought the light of Gadlut to Abba Ve'ima, which is why over Achab de Keter a partsuf called Arichanpin dresses over Achab de Keter. Over Abba Ve'ima, Gelgalta Ve'enayim, there's a problem here in terms of how to write it. Partsuf Abba Ve'ima dresses over it. On Achab de Abba Ve'ima, a partsuf called Yusut is dressed. It's all divided into parts, into pieces. In zone 2, are divided into small zone that were in Katnut, and the big zone, which are also above the Parsa, but they correspond to the Gadlut. So in the world of Atzilut, we have, look at how many Parsufim we have. And it is also is to not cause the breaking and perform gradual operations, one by one, gradually, and always have a flexibility, some from how much to receive from here or from there, and in what way. And once it's built, the correction begins. And the correction begins with beginning to use these parts that are here in the world of Nikodim, where each part in the world of Nikodim becomes like a kli or a tool for correction in the world of Atzilut. Gelgalta Ve'enayim de Keter add their own. Achab de Keter add their own. Gargalta Enayim De'Abba Ve'ima to Abba Ve'ima. Achab De'Abba Ve'ima to Yisut. The small zone and the big zone that were here. So what happens? The world of Nikudim becomes like a nukva, like deficiencies with respect to the world of Atzilut. What does that give us? The world of Atzilut gains Ovyut as a result. Meaning, the world of Atzilut came out on what? Aleph Shoresh. Restricted in the second restriction. So this degree is the degree of an embryo. And that's all there is. But when this fetus connects to the Ovyut in the world of Nikodim, it receives Ovyut Aleph from there and becomes an infant, Katan. When it connects with the broken Kelim, it receives Gadlut, which is adulthood. So although the world of Atzilut is essentially embryonic, it's seemingly unrelated to the shattering from its makeup. It receives an addition from the world of Nikodim and can be Katan, small. And it receives then the broken vessels. And only according to the broken vessels, to the extent that it can correct them, does it, for them, enter into a state of Gadlut. And that's basically what we're learning here. We need to get used to the mechanism of the correction. How it happens. The system itself does not belong to the Gadlut. We instill desires, deficiencies into it. The world of Nikodim instills a deficiency to be in Chafetz Chesed, delighting in mercy, complete and full. And in addition to the delighting in mercy, there's, to the extent that it exists in Gadlut, depends only on us, meaning the souls that rise to the world of Atzilut and on top of Atzilut, and they are certainly on top of Atzilut, beyond Atzilut, and there they can partake in Gadlut. So the world of Atzilut there allows them to be in Gadlut. It is a fail-safe system because the parsa below the world of Atzilut doesn't go away until the end of correction. You cannot receive light below the parsa. Below the parsa, there's only, it's called light of Tolada, consequential light, kind of. Just a little bit of light to exist in it. All the corrections are above the parsa in the world of Atzilut. Below the parsa, there's only the awakening towards correction. So even if there are vessels of reception, they're included in vessels of bestowal, and thus they are gradually corrected. That's why the tikkun requires a lot of time, a lot of actions, because the vessels of reception can't be corrected by themselves, but they have to constantly, in small bits, be corrected in vessels of bestowal. Malchut and Bina, all the time. Ascension of souls from Bia to Atzilut, from Bia to Atzilut. Each desire separately, only in this way is it corrected. Yes.
מניו יורק שואל, רב, האם אתה יכול לתת לנו מוחשיות לפרצוף אחד מהאצילות על מנת שנבין?
Sion from New York is asking, can you give us a tangible example of one parzuf in the world of Atzilut? I'm not talking about something from the writings. I'm talking about what you see in the world of Atzilut. Well, you move a little to the left and then to the right and you see this red beautiful thing and how can you do that? I don't understand what he's saying. The world of Atzilut is a system that is complete, but it's complete in chasadim, in mercies. It doesn't need anything, and past the chasadim, Past Atzilut stands the world of Ein Sof, infinity, that's got all the light of wisdom. So it turns out that if you need Or Chokhmah, the light of Atzilut has somewhere to take it from the world of Ein Sof. If you need light of Chassadim, it's got plenty of it for itself. It doesn't need anything for itself. So it turns out that we, the souls that are in Bia, are facing a system that is entirely only Chassadim, to the extent that we can be similar to these Chassadim. It's called that we're included in these Chassadim, integrated in them, to the extent that we are inside these Chassadim and can awaken the light of Chokhmah as well. Then Atzilut has somewhere to take it from. It takes it from the system above it. For itself, it doesn't need it. In this way, it keeps itself and us in a way that will never be shattering again. In this way, it forces us to rise up to it, to receive the correction and bestowal, and then receive in order to bestow. And with this, we conclude, and before we switch to the next part of the lesson, we're going to sing a song together.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסגרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר. על הכל ביחד נתגבר. נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר. נשמה להתעורר. ננסה לבד, אף פעם לא נמצא. מהי השיטה לפוצץ למחיצה? נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע.